This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Business is Global Part 2 here. Puerto Rico and its $70 billion debt crisis. Marketplace's Andy Euler got outside the capital of San Juan to explore the town of Ponce in the south to see how this issue of high finance is being felt by people on Main Street.
Rolando Zamora met Mari Candal in the main plaza in downtown Ponce in the 1960s. They got married soon after, and they've been living here ever since. They tell me they've seen the place change a lot. Mari points out all the mainland chain stores right outside of downtown.
Walmart next to Home Depot. They're always full.
She says more people shop at Walmart because, well, you can get the stuff you need on the cheap, and it's easy.
Yes. Yes, of course it's progress. But then that's money. The government will just go and steal it.
That's only a half joke to most Puerto Ricans. They don't trust how the government spends their tax dollars and think it's to blame for the crisis. A lot of people left. You can tell by the abandoned buildings.
That one, it's closed. And then another closed and another closed.
Every one of those buildings used to be stores. Look, for sale, for rent.
Rolando used to own a tractor business in Ponce.
There used to be a lot of agriculture, a lot of highway construction. There used to be everything.
We go to the port where those crops would get loaded onto ships headed to the mainland. The Puerto Rican government invested almost $300 million in upgrading the port. But today, it's basically unused. Captain Jose Garcia has worked at the port for 25 years.
There was a lot of work when the port was working. There was work for everyone. And now, nothing.
The port was even dredged to handle ships traveling through an expanded Panama Canal. Whether that will happen is another question. I do see two ships docked at the port, though. I asked Captain Garcia what's going on. He says they were seized by U.S. Border Patrol. They were traveling from Colombia, filled with cocaine. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.